Like to call to order the regular board meeting of the Board of Education. If you would please stand and join me as we honor America and pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle and seconded by Mr. Eby. Any additions, corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is special reports and presentations. This is in some ways a very exciting night, probably more exciting for some in the audience than others. It's also a sad night for the Oak Ridge schools, because as you will soon hear, we are losing a great number of staff members and support staff that have made great contributions to this school district over many, many years. No one can ever fill your shoes. But you know, as I found out, because this day came in my life as well, there'll be somebody that will continue to come and make education special in Oak Ridge. But you have done that, and this board is not only proud of you, but honored that you chose the Oak Ridge schools to make this your profession. So we thank you very much for that. With that being said, Dr. Borchers.
All right. This is, as you said, Mr. Chairman, this is a fun night for us, probably more fun for you guys. So I'll go through some directions here. You've probably have seen this done, and then I get the opportunity to read what has been put together by our retirees. So a number of staff members are retiring, as you know, from the system this year. Some have chosen not to be recognized at the meeting tonight, and much as we would like to acknowledge their service, we have honored their request. But we do have 11 outstanding staff members here today who we would like to recognize. We'll ask you to come forward to the podium as I call your name and make a few comments about each one. Mr. Philauer will make a presentation on behalf of the Oak Ridge Schools, and Mr. Reddick, co-president of OREA, will make a presentation on behalf of the association for their members. So, without further ado, Sherry Adcock, if you'd make your way. Sherry came to Oak Ridge Schools in 2005 from Memphis. She has served the system as an ELL teacher, initially at both Linden and Woodland, and full-time at Woodland since 2008. During her tenure, Sherry has appreciated the opportunities provided by the system, which allowed her to grow as an educator. She especially enjoyed collaborating with ELL colleagues to create unique hands-on learning experiences for her students, as well as interacting with and learning from students from more than 50 different countries. In the future, Sherry plans to save her time with her family and assume additional responsibilities at her church. Sherry, thank you. Next, we have Naima Ahmad. Naima has taught science at Oak Ridge High School since 2002. She has greatly appreciated being able to teach excellent groups of students over the years. Naima would like to thank all the Oak Ridge School's teachers for being her village and helping raise her children. Without the guidance and knowledge of these colleagues, she feels her children would not be who they are today. In retirement, Naima plans to take care of her parents and family and pursue more volunteer opportunities in the Oak Ridge community. Thank you, Naima. Next up is Dorothy Devan. Dorothy began her career at Oak Ridge Schools in 1999 as a seventh grade English language arts teacher. She moved to eighth grade ELA in 2000 and spent the remainder of her tenure at that level. She has enjoyed many career highlights, serving as a chaperone to Nakashi in 2004 and also going to Williamsburg many times. Mostly, she loved working with students, believing or hoping, she states, she was making a difference in their lives. Dorothy has loved being a part of Jefferson Middle School because of the dedicated and friendly professionals who work there. She wants to spend time goofing off for a little while and enjoy freedom from grading papers and early arrival times. Once relaxed, she hopes to work with literacy or tutoring and plans to travel, garden, and spend more time with family. And yes, she also plans to read a lot of good books. Thank you, Dorothy. Next, we have Karen Ellis. For the past 39 years, Karen has taught mathematics at Oak Ridge High School. She has taught over 4,000 students during her career and feels gratified to see all of them, including two current board members, leading successful and productive lives. She will truly miss the excitement of seeing the spark in the student's eye, the aha moment when understanding occurs. Karen's future plans include travel, working with the American Cancer Society, participating in ORICL, and doing some math tutoring, and eventually enjoying her grandchildren. Thank you very much, Karen. Next, we have Gwen Harrell. Gwen came to Oak Ridge Schools in 1992 as a teacher in the alternative program. In 1995, she moved to Glenwood first as a resource teacher and most recently serving as the school's administrative assistant instructional facilitator. She is honored to have been part of the system and believes the Oak Ridge School's teaching staff is both knowledgeable and compassionate, which makes them highly effective. Career highlights include being named Sam Club's Regional Teacher of the Year in 2003 and being part of Glenwood's National Blue Ribbon School Award in 2012. In the future, Gwen plans to spend more time with family and friends, travel, take care of herself, and continue to work part-time for the system on grant program oversight. Thank you, Gwen. Next, we have Mike Haygood. Mike came to Oak Ridge Schools in 1981 to teach CDC students in the Center for In-Service Education program. In 1987, he became a JMS resource teacher and continued to serve in that role until 2013 when he became the school's administrative assistant. Mike has also served as summer school coordinator and track and cross-country coach for many years. Mike has also given much dedicated time and service as a leader of OREA. He firmly encourages everyone to be actively, politically, and support those that are supporters of public education. After his great ride with the Oak Ridge Schools ends, Mike plans on spending more time with the grandkids, golfing, traveling, and most especially, sleeping past 5:30 a.m. Thank you, Mike. Next is Denise Parton. Denise has served as an elementary teacher at Linden since 2008. Denise is not here, but I'm going to read this anyway. She taught at various grade levels, including first, second, and fourth during her tenure. Denise truly enjoyed her roles of team leader and PLC coach at Linden. She also feels gratified to have been involved in the implementation of standards-based grading and the school-wide positive behavior support program. Denise recently opened a boutique on Jackson Square and is very committed to bringing new retail to Oak Ridge. She also plans to travel as much as possible. Let's thank Denise as well. Next is Claire Roop. Claire taught science at Oak Ridge High School from 1996 until the present. Career highlights include starting the anatomy and physiology program with Teresa Holtzclaw and teaching students who have made a difference in the lives of others. In the future, Claire plans to pursue leisure pursuits she enjoys, including reading, listening to music, playing the piano, cooking, and especially sitting on her porch taking in nature. Thank you, Claire. Next, we have Elizabeth Vane. Liz taught family and consumer science at Jefferson Middle School both from 2001 until 2003 and from 2011 until the present. She spent 20 years in four different states and one foreign country. The subject matter in her discipline changed greatly over the years, which in turn made her career very interesting. Her future holds time for volunteer work, exercise, travel, and reading. Thank you, Elizabeth. Next up is Robert Queener. RC has been part of the Oak Ridge School's maintenance team since 1975, serving as a carpenter. He has enjoyed taking on the many challenges offered to him by the district and liked the versatility of his chosen occupation employing diverse skill sets. RC looks forward to having more personal time to travel, fish, and spend more time with family and friends. Thank you, RC. And last but not least, he was just up there, Bill Wilson. Bill came to Oak Ridge Schools in 2006 after many years at Roan State to serve as the assistant supervisor of maintenance. Bill considers his time in the district to be the very best of his career. He cites various successful renovations like the high school, Woodland, Glenwood, and the Robertsville Middle School bathrooms as career highlights. He is also gratified that his work with GovDeals auctions has generated more than $150,000 for the school system. He also appreciates the time spent with all his coworkers. As a retiree, Bill would be farming and may also do some outside work. Thank you, Bill.
As Dr. Borchers were reading those names, I saw a number of principals who are in the audience kind of sink just a little bit, realize what they were losing. I saw also noticed Alan kind of really dip down over there as well. Again, thank each one of you, and I know a round of applause is nowhere near enough of what we owe you for what you've done for our schools, but let's give everybody another round of applause if we will. Next item on the agenda is our good news segment, and it talks about just some of the good things going on in the Elk Ridge schools, and I'll give those people a chance, Mr. E, before we start, to move on. Okay, Mr. Eby.
Mr. Chairman, my good news tonight comes district-wide. I have a couple things. First, Humanities Tennessee voted teachers Jane Sasser at the high school and Brian Smith at Jefferson Middle School two of the 2006 Outstanding Educator Awards. So we got two out of six. They were awarded a stipend of $2,000 each to be used for professional development and $1,500 for each school to purchase humanities instructional materials for student humanities projects. Also, Oak Ridge Schools received the United Way Award for the highest percentage of growth in giving from last year. I think we had Dr. Borchers and Mr. Dotson, is that right?
That's right.
Who served as co-chairman or something like that, and congratulations to them, and thank you to the teachers and the staff and all who contributed to the United Way to make that possible. And finally, three Oak Ridge elementary schools have earned advanced Ed STEM certification. Those are Glenwood, Linden, and Woodland elementary schools. Are now officially three of only 40 schools worldwide who've earned that certification.
Wait a minute, should that not be a headline?
That's a headline. Put it on Channel 10 News. Put it in a hoker. Three out of 40 worldwide advanced STEM certifications. Congratulations. Thank you.
Ms. Eagle.
From Glenwood Elementary, Glenwood was awarded one of only 12 statewide Read to Be Ready grants in the amount of $29,996. At Willowbrook Elementary, Willowbrook second grade teacher Kim Lee was WBIRTN Lottery Educator of the Week on May 2nd. And fourth grade teacher Peter Blair was awarded $500 from the Sunset Rotary Club of Oak Ridge to purchase materials for students to conduct art and science projects for the Da Vinci Art and Science Fair. Good news.
My good news comes from Jefferson and from Robertsville. From Jefferson, Chris Layton and Jim Dotson received a Teaching Excellence Award from the East Tennessee Historical Society for their work on the Ed Westcott Photograph Project. The awards were presented at the ETHS annual meeting on May 3rd. Now from Robertsville, and this one's a little different, but it shows how diversified our students are. Joe Blair, who is a student at Robertsville, entered a contest at a fundraising event being held by the Agape House. This contest was a baking contest, and Joe won second place. And knowing who one of the judges happened to be, which was my wife, I know that of the 14 entries, her and the other two judges had no idea who the people were that baked. And after talking with Joe, he baked this himself. So we need to keep our eye on Joe as a future chef somewhere. So congratulations to Joe Blair for winning second place in that baking contest. Ms. McLean.
Okay, my good news also comes from Robertsville. Scott Smith, the library media specialist at Robertsville, has been elected to serve on the American Library Association 2018 Michael J. Prince Award Committee. Smith was one of the four librarians nationwide elected to this committee. As part of his responsibilities, he will have to attend two ALA conferences and read and discuss dozens of books published in 2017. And that's good news from Robertsville.
Ms. Marshall.
Yes, my good news comes from Oak Ridge High School. Several congratulations. First, Thomas Colburn won first place at the National Junior Science and Humanities Symposium in the Chemistry Division. Wow. This competition is hosted by the Armed Forces, U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force, and was held in Dayton, Ohio. Thomas was awarded a $12,000 scholarship for his research on putting additives into plastics to accelerate their decomposition. So way to go, Thomas. STEM classes from Oak Ridge High School planted 50 trees of various types of native oaks along the stream in front of the high school, so we'll look for those to get big in the coming decades. 20 Oak Ridge High School students received the Spanish Honor Society. My Spanish is not up to par tonight. On April 26th, so congratulations to those 20 students. Also, David Center and Megan Wellmaker both won honorable mention at Chuck Fleischman's Congressional Art Competition held at Chattanooga State Community College. That's my good news.
And that's just some of the good news going on in the Oak Ridge schools. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on a topic that is not on the agenda. We may respond or ask questions, or we may direct the superintendent to provide additional information. If you wish to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and please sign your name and address on the pad that's at the podium, and you will have 3 minutes to speak. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address the board tonight? Seeing no movement, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to items for action. First item is fee structure for 2016 Summer Credit Recovery Program. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Summer Credit Recovery fees for 2016.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
This is the time we do this in the year school year, and we've done this again. And if there's any specific questions, Mr. Lay is available to answer those.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of the fee structure for the 2016 Summer Credit Recovery Program. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is approval of the Student Discipline Handbook. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 2016-2017 Student Discipline Handbook.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
The board has had an opportunity to look at this document. We put that out for the board for questions, comments, and again, Dr. Henderson is our student discipline handbook guru, if you will. So if we have any specific questions, I'll ask Dr. Henderson to come forward.
Ms. Agle.
Well, I emailed you earlier about on page 8, second paragraph. It specifies in this discipline handbook that appeals to the board will be public. State law has changed to allow those meetings to be closed. And I would like to see a change to at least make it possible for parents, should they appeal to the board, to request a closed meeting.
I believe we've made that change, so maybe we don't have the right attachment. But Dr. Henderson, you want to provide us some info on that?
Yes, I got that, and it was I took the quote from our school board attorney, but I print off the one that was online for the board meeting, and it's in there in red, and it states where it talks about may decide to hear the case in an open board meeting. Appeals to the board will be open meetings unless the parent slash guardian has officially requested a closed meeting. And that came from our school board attorney.
Dr. Henderson, what page is that on?
Page 8.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had looked at it this afternoon and the update wasn't up yet.
So do you see it now? Is that on there or?
When you say online, Dr. Henderson, is that on the e-meeting site or is that on our website?
It was attached to, what I printed out was attached to the agenda.
I'm not seeing it on page 8, but we're going to, I think we've addressed the item that Ms. Agle brought up, so whether we have the right document or not, we are going to make that change, or have made that change. We're just going to make sure.
Yeah, I have the document that has the change in it.
Okay,
it's in red.
The one that's showing up from e-meetings does not have the change.
Okay. I'd be glad to share mine with you if you want to see where it is.
That's okay.
Yes.
Just stay right there in case.
Okay.
Anyone else have a question? Thank you. Motion is to approve the 2016-17 student discipline handbook with the addition of the change that has been made. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is one of my favorite items, the annual copy paper bid. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the bid from American Paper and Twine for the FY17 annual copy paper purchase.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Karen, do you have any comments on this yet?
It followed the standard purchasing requirements, and the low bid is recommended. That met specifications, so unless there are any questions, it's pretty standard.
Mr. Eby.
Yeah, I had a question. How does this compare to last year's? Point one and point two, if we truly are going, you know, technology with the computers, are we seeing a decline in the usage of paper?
I don't have those figures with me, but we can sure find out for you and report back.
Yeah, I would hope that, you know, we would see that decreasing, or, and I'd like to know what, you know, what the bid was last year too.
Okay.
But I'll prove it. I mean, I just would like to know it. Thanks.
Okay, sure.
Anyone else? Seeing no one else, a motion on the floor is the approval of the annual copy paper bid. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is my second favorite item on the agenda, the requested but not required fee list. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the requested but not required fee list for the 2016-17 school year.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers, comment?
Mr. Lay is available if anybody has any specific questions about the fee list.
My favorite question every year, what percent of the people do we get to respond basically to the not required but requested fee list?
I do not have specific data to answer your question, but I can tell you my time at the middle schools, due to for several years now it being communicated, we can request but not require. The percentage of parents who are paying these fees has dropped in a significant manner. So
that's what I was writing. It would be interesting. I would like to know that too when you get if you get a chance.
Okay,
just to
we can look into that for you. So.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Motion on the floor is to approve the requested but not required fee list. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the purchase of a replacement dump truck. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval to purchase a four-wheel drive Ford F450 dump truck through the National Joint Powers Alliance in the amount of $52,000 and $52,097. There's an attachment with more details.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Mr. Thacker is here if there's any specific questions, but as you can see from the attachment, the other dump truck is just wearing out a couple transmissions and is now on its last leg here, so looking to replace that.
Questions from the board? Ms. Agle.
Just a quick comment. You'll note that this does include the snow plow package, and it did not escape my notice that our parking lots were cleared better than anything else in town. So thank you, Mr. Thacker.
Motion on the floor is approval of the purchase of a replacement dump truck. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda is water source heat pump project bid. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend approval from the low bid from Schaffner Cutoff and Mechanical Electrical Services Incorporated of Knoxville, Tennessee in the amount of $102,260 to complete the water source heat pump piping project. Again, Alan is providing attachments.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Eby. Comments, Dr. Borchers.
As the board's been made aware, we had some issues with this last year, and now we have this time crunch with a little bit of shorter summer, so we need to get this work done as fast as possible. Alan, any other comments? Yep.
Ms. Agle.
Is there any warranty on the piping that they're going to install since the previous piping is, what, 10 years old?
There's a standard manufacturer's warranty, and I'll have to look and see exactly what the years on the product warranty is, but the installation warranty is 1 year, typical of a construction project. However, what was installed previously was steel piping, which rusted, and I gave you guys examples, and you saw that. The new piping is going to be a new type of plastic that's warrantied. I think it's warrantied for 25 years, but I'll double check on that and let you know.
Other questions while Alan is here?
No, Mr. Thacker, don't run off because I've got a question on the next one, so I'm just saving you from walking all the way back.
Any other questions on this motion? Motion is to approve the water source heat pump project bid. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the alteration of Oak Ridge High School auditorium facility. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval to alter the Oak Ridge High School auditorium facility to accommodate relocation of new sound and light boards. Please see the attached for more details.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Miss, the other way around, wasn't it? Miss Marshall made the motion and Miss McLean seconded. Sorry. Dr. Borchers.
We've got Alan here, but as you can see from the attachment, this is a joint endeavor with the Oak Ridge School, Oak Ridge High School, and the Education Foundation. But there are a few things that Alan wanted everybody to know about the project. But Mr. Eby, I think you had a question.
Well, basically, what this will do is this will remove the allow a sound and light board to be placed within the actual viewing area. It gives them a little bit better ability to adjust sounds and lights as opposed to being up in a booth where they're kind of insulated from that information.
Of course. Mr. Eby.
So I saw, I think you're going to take some seats out of the upper balcony of the auditorium, et cetera.
Two rows of the center section of seats and the upper level of the balcony.
Okay. There's no issues there and no safety issues and what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And
we're actually going to review that with Fire Marshal, make sure it doesn't have any issues concerning means of egress. But in the location where it's at is not located in an aisleway, so it shouldn't be a problem. We have part of this project is also a cabinet that we built in for securing the board and keeping it secure after hours. So that's all considered as well. And we'll be reviewing it with the contractor as it's built to make sure that any issues that arise we're able to take care of as it goes in.
And you said the Public Schools Education Foundation is partially funding this?
Yes. Vito Marino and the Masters Organization raised half of the funds, and the other half was donated by the Oak Ridge Schools Public Foundation.
That's awesome. Good. Thank you.
Do you have a timetable on this, by any chance?
Because of the pricing of it, they're going to look at quotes first to see if it'll come in under $25,000. If it's over $25,000, they'll have to adhere to the bidding process that the schools are required to follow. And that time frame will probably be sometime in the early fall when it's completed.
Ms. Marshall.
Yes, just for clarity, you're relocating what's already in the booth to the balcony, or is this incremental equipment?
I believe that it's incremental equipment.
That's what I was thinking.
So you can use both.
How much of the work are you self-performing everything, basically? Or?
No, they actually have contractors lined up for everything. We will actually do the install of some of the electric for them, pull some power, but the rest of it will be handled by the contractor.
Thank you. Motion on the floor is alteration of the Oak Ridge High School auditorium facility. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the 2017 consolidated funding application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY17 consolidated application for IDEA ESEA.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers,
this is an annual application that the board sees to deal with our federal dollars. Dr. Beckendorf is not here this evening, but Miles could answer any questions if there are any.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is to approve the 2017 consolidated funding application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Was it something we said? Thank you for coming. Next item on the agenda is the Oak Ridge High School cultural field trip to Japan. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend approval for Oak Ridge High School culture exchange students and chaperones to travel to Japan to participate in the, Bruce, how do we say this? Kakahichi Project Culture Exchange Program on July 4th through 13th, 2016, and I'm not sure Bruce pronounced that right.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation to hear a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Comments, Mr. Lay or Dr. Borchers?
Yes, this is actually one of those opportunities that's outside of pronouncing the name is actually too good to be true, but the Kakihashi program, basically they are allowing us to send 11 students in one chaperone to Japan for basically 10 days at absolutely no cost. Jerry Luckman contacted us approximately a month ago and asked if we were interested in sponsoring this program. Mr. McDonald at the high school said he would be glad to do that. We assumed it was for the summer of 2017. We were notified one night last week, if I remember correctly, about Wednesday or Thursday, that basically we had been approved, but it's actually for July 5th of this summer. So as of today, an announcement has went out tonight for our Oak Ridge High School parents, basically saying any student 9th grade through 11th who is interested, there will be a meeting on Thursday of this week for them to attend to basically get the specifics of the trip to determine if they want to apply. There will be an application, and basically 11 students will be selected. One beauty of this program is, you know, if you go back to the Nakashi exchange of the middle schools, it does require a significant amount of funding. This trip is free, so we can open that to all students, and students sometimes who cannot afford to make the other trip. So the trip is in the works, and Mr. McDonald is going to be the chaperone. He's excited about that, and we're just looking to get the selection process completed. Passports are probably our greatest concern at this time. It's going to be a short turnaround.
I was reading through the requirements and the specifications. One that really caught my attention, I can't remember the exact number, but if you had a certain temperature, you would not be allowed to board the plane to go, meaning I think it was 101 or 102. You can't get on the plane to go to Japan. So I guess they have somebody standing there taking their temperature. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. That was one of the requirements.
They have one of those automatic, you know, thermometers. You just point and pull the trigger. Yeah. But Shigeko was, you know, she's familiar with this organization. Said it's ran well, and we have been encouraged to move forward. So once again, a good opportunity.
Yeah, and it was pretty laid out, specific to where they were going to be, how they were going to get there, and the requirements that they had to meet. And it's free.
Yes,
Mr. Eby.
Did I read somewhere in there where there's an expectation of a reciprocal agreement in some respects?
Yes. Now we have determined one shortcoming of this group is their timelines are a little bit short, but there will be a reciprocating trip that will happen. We asked what the dates were for that trip, and the person that we have been speaking with in Nashville, she said they don't do things in a timely manner, but they suspect it will be in October. And at the same time, we will suggest that the students who are selected basically be the students who are our host families, but that is not a requirement of the trip. And then given the history of Oak Ridge with exchange programs, we were very confident finding 11 families to serve as host families will not be an issue, but there will be a trip, and at this time we're assuming it will be in October, but they have not set the dates for that trip at this time. So,
will that require any specific cost to us at that point in time other than just hosting them, or families hosting them, or
there's no cost for that except for the individual families, however they choose to entertain their guests. If I remember correctly, I think it actually involves 4 days and 3 nights with our host families. They'll be participating in other types of travel in our country during their time. So,
Ms. Marshall.
Yeah. So, is there any concern with the visit overlapping in October with our fall break, or expectations on us for taking care of them and what their activities would be while they're here?
At this point, we really hadn't discuss that concern because we don't know the dates, but that is a possibility, I really had not thought about that, but we will communicate that tomorrow with Carmen, our contact in Nashville, because they would miss a school experience if they come during our fall break. That's a good point. Thank you.
Motion on the floor is approval of the Oak Ridge High School cultural field trip to Japan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next, we move to items for information, financial report. Any questions? Enrollment questions? Oak Ridge Schools Uniform Grants, Guidance, and Policy Manual. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
I'll turn this over to Karen. Karen, you want to explain this document?
Sure. This was a pretty big project we had, and I'd like to give kudos to Pat Smith. She headed up the project, and it took several months to accomplish. It was actually a requirement by the state, and each district across the state had to come up with this manual that really folded together all the federal laws, state laws, guidelines, district board policies, procedures, all into one document that would be customized for your district. This is a document that all of our federal projects personnel will be required to follow as they manage their grants. And it will also be a document that we will be audited against from the state and feds as they come in to make sure that we're actually doing what our policies say and what our procedures say. So it was a large project. We're happy to have it finished, and hopefully it will serve its purpose and be helpful.
Questions? Ms. McClain.
I thought, well, I'll open this and I'll read over it. I didn't realize 102 pages
yes.
of policies. I think the acronym UGG is appropriate.
We thought so too.
Yeah, I am impressed with all of the work that went into this. I hope that it's used. Thank you.
Anyone else? Items for discussion? I'd like to take just a minute. We talked about this at a previous meeting, and Mr. Eby, I hope I don't catch you off guard here, but briefly, one of the things we talked about at a last meeting or a couple of meetings ago was getting community involvement in running for office to the Board of Education or to City Council. Mr. Eby guided about 30 individuals who had signed up through the chamber through a crash course in learning what it would be like to run a campaign. You want to just, if you don't mind?
No, sure. The Chamber Advocacy Committee, I guess because I've run four times and over about four decades, and they asked me to give a seminar on what it takes to run a campaign. So last Thursday night, I gave us 30 people. Mr. Dotson was there, and the mayor of Roane County participated. I wondered what I could teach him. But there was also, there's a lot of people who are thinking about running, a lot of people who have run and won before and run and not won before. But just kind of went through from the beginning of deciding whether you wanted to run or not, then going through the qualification steps and activities of staffing your campaign, activities leading up to the election day, activities on election day, activities post-election day. My wife looked at it afterwards and she said, why would anybody want to run? I said, well, they're going to get a full understanding of what they're getting into. But I thought it went really, really well. And I think my slides are online on the chamber website. People would ask for that. I had some ads that worked well, and certainly I think I had the picture of John Hootery that has me and Lynn Lammerhurt, and I said, use that as an example, don't use this. But it was fun to do, and if people are thinking about running, I'm more than happy. I was helped when I first ran in 1985 by Larry Dickens. Larry was the vice mayor at the time. I had no clue on what it take to run a campaign. And Larry was very gracious and helped me out, and I'm more than willing to help anybody else and let them know and kind of give them the things that I think works well and doesn't work so well. And I do think that, we will see more people running this November. In fact, last Friday was the first day that you can pick up your petitions. I think they're due like the 12th of August or 18th of August to have them turned in by. And I would encourage, if you're going to run, pick them up early. That was one of my tips, was that you get a free advertisement in the newspaper. You may announce your candidacy. You may scare off somebody else. And then every time anybody else decides that they're going to qualify, a lot of times the newspaper will say, an already qualified is XXXX. So all the free advertisements you can get is good. But anyway, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I appreciate the honor to do it. If anybody's thinking about it, I'd be glad to help in any way, shape, or form. Thanks.
Thank you. One other item of communication, I guess. Well, I'll get to, but that'll be a communication. Any old business or new business communications would just remind everyone that on June 1st will be convocation, Oak Ridge High School Performing Arts Center, and that's a Wednesday night. And then on Thursday night, June 2nd at Blankenship Field, will be commencement. And we know there'll be good weather for all of the activities, and coming to a close on another school year, but yet much work ahead of us. So thank each of you for being here tonight, and we are adjourned.